Welcome back to EcoTalk, and I think you're going to find this last segment of our show today quite interesting. I certainly am looking forward to it because we've heard President Bush talk about clean coal along with nuclear as being an answer to some of our fossil foolishness. And I've wondered, is there such a thing? I usually mutter under my breath, no such thing. But the cover issue of On Earth, put out by the NRDC, our new sponsor, is about just that topic, coal at the crossroads, coal coming cleaner. Is there a way to burn the stuff without toasting the planet? And to find out more, we're going to check in now with Dave Hawkins. He is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's the director of their Climate Center in Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Okay, so is there such a thing, and is it in reality or just planning stages, a cleaner version of dirty coal?
It's possible to use coal and keep its pollutants out of the atmosphere, including the global warming pollutant, carbon dioxide. It's possible, but until we have policies that actually make large polluters like the electric power sector cut their global warming pollution, this technology won't be used. So the challenge is getting the policies in place, but the technology is there, and it's even affordable.
And there are plans to build new power plants, coal-powered plants. Are they going to be built with cleaner technology, or not at this point is that planned?
No, the power plants that are on the drawing boards today and that are being financed by Wall Street today are the old-fashioned dirty coal plants. They are using 200-year-old technology, and they would continue to pollute the planet for their lifetime, and their lifetime is about as long as a human lifetime. A power plant built today will be operating probably by the time that a child born today is eligible for Social Security, if that exists then.
And carbon dioxide, of course, being one of the emissions, and there's a pretty long shelf life for that in the atmosphere, I understand.
It is. Once a ton of carbon dioxide goes up into the atmosphere, 100 years from now, about a half a ton will still be in the atmosphere. So this is something that we are definitely going to leave to our children and their children and their children. If we put it up there today, the consequences are going to be felt by generations to come.
Now, what about these coal-fired power plants that we understand are putting more methyl mercury into the air, which then gets into our water systems, into our fish, into our bodies? Is that being addressed?
It is not being addressed adequately, yes. Mercury is a brain poison, and the coal-fired power plants are a huge source of mercury in the United States and around the world. Again, there is technology to radically cut the mercury that is released from a coal plant, but the current administration isn't requiring that technology to be used. Instead, they cut a sweetheart deal with the industry that lets them pollute this brain poison at levels 2 to 3 to 4 times what the technology could do.
As best you can, Dave, tell us how this cleaner coal technology would actually work.
Sure. It starts by taking the coal and turning it into a gas, basically putting it into a pressure cooker that creates a very strong gas with a high energy content. That gas contains some CO2 that can be stripped off. The carbon dioxide can be stripped off. Then you have to do something with the CO2. And what you would do with it is put it under very high pressure so that it turns into a liquid, and then pipe it into underground geologic formations. Now, what do I mean by these underground formations? I don't mean a big cave. Think about a very salty sponge about a mile below the surface of the earth that is covered by a very thick brick-like formation that is impenetrable, and you'll have an idea of what kind of formations we're talking about. This is these formations exist around the world, and they have the capacity to absorb large amounts of CO2. If we manage it correctly, that CO2 could be kept down in those formations indefinitely. And by indefinitely, I mean for tens of thousands of years.
And lest anyone think that coal is a dying technology, it says here the International Energy Agency expects a 43% increase in the use of coal between the year 2000 and 2020.
Yes, and if you take those projections out just a little bit longer to 2030, so you're dealing with the next 25 years, the astounding statistic is that the new coal plants that are going to be built around the world in the next 25 years, during their operating lives, will consume more coal than has been consumed in all of human history up to this point.
Wow. So people who are listening to this interview, what can they do if they would like to see the new coal technology be a whole lot cleaner?
Well, they can do several things. First, they can go to www.nrdc.org, and on our global warming page, there's more information on this, as well as in the On Earth article, which is also available on our website. But they can contact both their electric company and you know, just put a note in the in their bill the next time they send it back saying what kind of coal-fired power plants do you operate and what do they do with the CO2. If they are stockholders in power companies, they can participate in some stockholder campaigns. Everyone has a congressman or woman and a senator, and a short note saying, what are you doing to support the clean energy technologies, including efficiency, renewable energy, and if we're going to use coal, coal that captures its CO2 would be helpful. The Edison Electric Institute is the lobbying organization for the electric power industry. And, again, just a short note to them, you know, the fact that they get any mail at all from the public, you know, tends to cause people to there to perk up and say, gee, we're not really handling this issue very well. But there are activities like this that are suggested at our website. Really only a couple of minutes of people's time can make a difference.
Terrific. We're out of time, I'm afraid. But thanks for enlightening us on the possibilities of a cleaner coal future. We've been speaking with Dave Hawkins, the director of the Climate Center for the NRDC in Washington, D.C. Go out and have a great green week. See you next time.